So basically, if you've been reading my tweets or my Facebook updates, you've been saying that, been saying stuff about Activision and Call of Duty. Basically, what went down today is some of the heads, the executive heads over at Infinity Ward, the makers of Modern Warfare 2 and original makers of Call of Duty, were actually resources are kind of sketched, but as of now, they've left the company. And also, Activision has just announced that another studio is going to be making a yet another Call of Duty game. And there is going to be a Treyarch Call of Duty game coming out this year, 2010. So, basically, one of my updates said Call of Duty or / Modern Warfare is going the way of Guitar Hero, and that worked, right? Well, yes. Some of you that may not really understand, Guitar Hero has pretty much been run into the fucking ground. Basically Activision released, a million Guitar Hero games and over the last year and a half or so, and pretty much run any credibility of that franchise into the ground. Like, Guitar Hero World Tour was pretty good, Guitar Hero 5 was decent, but just too many games, not enough DLC support, basically the opposite of the Rock Band model, and sales for that game have steadily went down. Basically, what I'm predicting that what will happen is pretty much the same thing with Call of Duty, especially there's going to be an action-adventure game. This is going to be made by Sledgehammer Studios, and there's going to be the Treyarch Call of Duty. It's most likely going to be set in modern times, because they announced when World at War came out that that was going to be the last World War II Call of Duty to come out. And as you notice, Modern Warfare 2 is not Call of Duty 6. Alright? So, basically, Infinity Ward's been actually trying to get away from the Call of Duty franchise. Activision owns the rights to the title, to the name, to the intellectual property, Call of Duty. So they're trying to distance themselves and show that this is, that their games are a lot better than the other Call of Duty games, which they are. World at War was decent, but there was some glaring issues in the gameplay and just wasn't very inspired. And as we can see with the radical changes from Call of Duty 4 to Modern Warfare 2, the superb quality of the programming and the game design. So I'm not saying, I'm not poo-pooing on everything that's going on. It's just, kind of be informed about what you're buying, because by buying these off-brand Call of Duties, you're basically, giving Bobby Kotick, CEO of Activision, reason to keep pumping out these games and basically eventually run this franchise into the ground. So that's what my updates and tweets have been saying, if you just weren't understanding it. So yeah, later.